When StoryCorps visited Mobile, Alabama, former U.S. Attorney for Southern Alabama, Kenyon Brown, spoke with professor and community partner Demetria Simeon about how the two met at the Reentry Council Kenyon founded in Mobile. Demetrius talks about battling alcoholism, getting arrested, and coming out on the other end. He shares how the work he's done in conjunction with Kenyon has helped him come full circle in his journey.
It was very interesting how we met in that I have what's called a reentry council here that gathers together resources and community service providers to try to aid those who are formerly incarcerated in returning to the community. You came to one of those meetings and you said, hey, plug me in. What can I do? Why don't you tell us a little bit about what brought you to that point?
Absolutely. I basically drank from age 15 to 24. So I got sober when I was 24. I had 16 years of sobriety. And then some things happened. I'll get back to that in a second. And then I went off for like what I call a research project for 4.5 months, kind of turned my life upside down for a minute.
And having that type of addiction in your life, you have internal demons and battles to fight overcome it.
Yeah, you're right.
Share with us how you were able to do that.
I absolutely will. What happened is I dropped out of college twice, and I was in California helping out my family. I had my best friend in high school. He had gotten sober. And he had moved out to San Francisco to go to school. So we were still connected, even though I was still drinking and he was sober. I started going to meetings. Like, things happened that led me to understand that I needed to stop drinking. I managed to go back to school. One of my professors in the religion department I actually connected with again. And I was just going to go back, finish up my degree. And he's like, what did you want to do? And I was like, well, I wanted to be a professor, but I dropped out of college twice. And so that's not going to happen. But he's like, well, maybe. He actually became my dad, like my dad figure I never really had. And so he's mentored me to this point. So basically from there, I went to Yale Divinity School. And then I went to where I studied sociology and religion, liberation.
So wait a minute, from alcoholism to Yale University.
Crazy, I know, right?
It's quite a leap there.
It kind of is. And so what happens, I went to Yale Divinity School. I did really well there. I was co-president of student body. And then I got into the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. From there, I went to my first placement, which was at Berea College in Kentucky.
Now, at some point, you kind of had trouble and went off the wrong off-ramp.
That happened in Kentucky. I'm an urban, suburban guy, and in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky, I felt a lot of pressure to finish my PhD degree, and I was also learning how to be a teacher for the first time. That was like 16 to 18-hour days, and I didn't really take a break. And I stopped going to meetings. I stopped, you know, I didn't get a sponsor. I didn't do the things I needed to do, and I fell apart. And for 4.5 months, causing chaos, I was doing the wrong things with the wrong people in the wrong places.
And so the end result of this included a conviction along the way.
Yes. So I basically got into some trouble. I was accused of some things I didn't do because I did do something. I hit someone. So I have a simple assault misdemeanor. And at that point, I thought my career was pretty much over. And I put out all these applications. It was after 400 applications that I put out. I had one left, and I put that out, and that happened to take me to Spring Hill College, where they hired me.
And that's where we intersected.
And
I recall that you came in, you said, hey, I'm the new guy in town.
I am.
and plug me in where you will.
Absolutely.
And from that, I think we've plugged you into everything. And I can almost call you the unofficial mayor of the city because you've got your finger in so many different pots.
I do, indeed. I went from a desert in Kentucky to an oasis here in Mobile. I love my new home. I think it's important to say that my background in recovery led me to volunteering a lot, especially in jails and prisons. Now, originally, when people asked me to go do that, I was like, I don't think so, because I'd been bullied a lot, particularly by people who probably ended up in jails and prisons. And when I showed up there, they were saying things like, wow, we wish we had been you, like listening in school and trying to do better. And it just was like a way for me to kind of heal. So I started volunteering a lot, but I really just saw it as kind of a community service, civic responsibility thing. I don't really always believe in God consistently, but all the different pieces of my story, I always have to stay open to it because I also explain it. The simplest solution is maybe there is a God and he's directing me in particular ways, and that's kind of how I feel.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.